On June 1, 2026, Aikido Security disclosed that a malicious NPM package called Kogsui Android had been silently stealing OpenAI Codex authentication tokens from developers for approximately 2 months. The package had 29,000 plus weekly downloads. It sent the contents of slash, codex slash auth, JSON, access token, refresh token, ID token, and account ID to an attacker-controlled server impersonating Sentry One. The refresh token does not expire. Every developer who installed that package gave an unknown attacker permanent silent access to their OpenAI Codex account until they manually revoke it. What was stolen, and why it matters the credential file targeted slash, codex slash auth, JSON, is created automatically when a developer authenticates with the Codex CLI. Most developers are unaware it exists. It contains four fields. One, field risk access token short-lived API access, expires refresh token does not expire, generates new access tokens, silently ID token identity proof for OpenAI services, account ID unique identifier, links to billing and usage. The refresh token is the critical failure. In standard OAuth flows, refresh tokens are the long-lived credential that allows a client to request new access tokens without Ray authenticating. Holding a valid refresh token is equivalent to holding a password that never changes. An attacker with your refresh token can generate new access tokens, indefinitely access Codex and associated OpenAI services, incur API usage billed to your account, access any data or integrations your Codex session can reach. This is not a temporary exposure. If you installed Kogsui Android and have not revoked your tokens, you are still compromised right now. How the attack worked? The attack followed a deliberate multi-stage pattern designed to evade detection. One, stage one, establish legitimacy. The first NPM upload, version 0.172, happened on April 10, 2026 with no malicious code. The package presented a clean GitHub repository with plausible development history. Stage two, register attacker infrastructure. The domain Enclaw store was registered on April 12, 2026, 2 days after the NPM upload. The subdomain Sentry Enclaw store impersonates the legitimate Sentry Error Monitoring Service, a tool common in developer environments. An HTTP request to a Sentry-looking endpoint from a developer tool raises no alarms. Stage 3, inject the payload. Exfiltration code appeared in version 0.182. The package reads slash, codex slash auth, JSON and sends its contents to the attacker's server on installation or execution. Stage 4, expand the surface. The same payload was distributed through two Android apps published under the name Brutal Strike. OpenClaw Codex Claude AI Agent Package, GTOS, Intelligence, Assistant, 50,000 plus installs Codex package. Codex.app, 10,000 plus installs the Android apps ran the exfiltration within a Proot sandbox, suggesting the attacker understood the mobile execution environment. One, the gap between first upload April 10 and public disclosure June 1 is approximately 52 days. During that window, every install of version 0.182 plus sent credentials to the attacker. If you installed this package, what to do now? Do not investigate first. Revoke first. Step 1, revoke tokens immediately. Log into platform, panai.com, navigate to account management, and revoke active sessions and tokens. This invalidates the refresh token and ends the attacker's persistent access. Step 2, delete the credential file. Step 3, re-authenticate from a clean device. Do not re-authenticate on the same machine until you have audited what else is installed. The exfiltration code ran at install time. Verify the Kogsui Android package is removed. Step 4, audit your NPM history. Step 5, review account activity. Check platform, OpenAI.com for API usage patterns inconsistent with your own activity. Unusual usage spikes since mid-April 2026 may indicate the attacker was using your credentials. Step 6, report to OpenAI Security. If you confirm exposure, report via OpenAI's security disclosure channel. This helps them track the scope of account compromise. The broader problem: AI tooling creates unprotected credential files. The Codex attack is a preview of a wider threat pattern. Every AI developer tool that authenticates via OAuth or API key writes a credential file to your home directory. Most developers treat these as transparent plumbing, They exist, they work, and they are never thought about again. Here is what that looks like across the tools many developers now have installed. Tool credential file location token longevity OpenAI codec CLI slash codec slash auth JSON refresh token indefinite Claude code Claude config slash auth session token varies GitHub Copilot CLI config slash gh slash hosts IML GitHub OAuth token Gemini CLI Gemini Google OAuth token Auth Bedrock CLI Auth credentials IAM keys. Long lived by default, none of these files have the cultural protection that env files have acquired over the past decade. Developers are trained to git ignore and never commit env. They are not trained to think about slash, codec slash auth, JSON. The attacker who built CodeSui Android understood this gap. Their payload targeted a specific path that, one, every codec CLI user has two. Almost no one monitors three. Contains long lived credentials four. Is readable by any process running as that user, this is exactly the pattern that made API key theft via environment variable leaks so effective in the 2019-2022 period, before env hygiene became normalized. We are at the same stage with AI tool credential files in 2026. What good credential hygiene looks like for AI tooling treat auth files as secrets, not config. Add AI tool credential paths to your gitignore globally, run git config global core, exclude is file slash, gitignore global if you have not already. Restrict file permissions. Only your user account should be able to read the file. This does not protect against processes running as your user, but it eliminates world-readable exposure. Audit installed NPM packages before running them. For any package touching AI tooling credentials, read the source before installing. NPX makes this easy to skip. Do not skip it for packages in the AI tooling namespace. Enable NPM audit as a CI gate. If you maintain a repo that depends on AI tooling packages, add NPM audit as a step. It will not catch zero-day malicious packages, but it catches known vulnerable dependency chains. Use short-lived tokens where the tool supports it. OpenAI's platform allows API key rotation. Prefer short-lived API keys scoped to specific use cases over long-lived OAuth sessions for automated workflows. Reserve OAuth flows for interactive CLI use. Monitor for unexpected API usage. Set up usage alerts in platform. PanAI.com. An unexpected spike in API calls, especially outside your working hours or from unusual IPs, is the signal you need to catch a compromised token before it causes significant damage. What this signals for AI developer security, the CodeSui Android attack is not sophisticated in its execution. It is a credential harvesting script targeting a predictable file path. What makes it notable is the target selection. The attacker correctly identified that AI developer tooling credential files are high value, poorly protected, and systematically ignored by the security posture most developers have built around their environments. This is the first publicly disclosed attack targeting an AI CLI tools credential file at scale. It will not be the last. The security community's response to API key leaks in the early cloud era was to normalize env files, build pre-commit hooks for secret scanning, and make credential in code a CI failure. That took approximately 3 years after the first major incidents. The AI developer tooling ecosystem is at day one of that cycle. The slash codec slash auth JSON file today is what a hard-coded Auth key in a GitHub repo was in 2018. The tooling to detect and prevent these leaks does not yet exist at scale. The cultural norms are not yet established. That window is exactly when attackers operate. Build the hygiene now, before the norm exists, and you will not be in the window when the next attacker targets Claude slash auth, JSON, or Gemini credentials. A broader wave, Codex is one target among many. The CodeSui Android disclosure landed the same week as three other confirmed supply chain campaigns converging on developer machines. These are not isolated incidents. They represent a coordinated shift in attacker strategy. Trapdoor May 2026 distributed 34 plus malicious packages across NPM, PyPI, and CrateSio targeting crypto, DeFi, and AI developers. What makes it distinct? Attackers injected Cursor rules and Claude, MD files designed to poison AI coding assistants. A developer working in a compromised repository would have their AI assistant, Cursor, Claude code, silently instructed to conduct security scans that exfiltrate secrets to attacker infrastructure. Trapdoor targets developers in crypto, DeFi, Solana, and AI communities. The malicious packages are designed to steal developer secrets, crypto wallets, SSH keys, cloud credentials, browser data, and environment variables. Socket, the Hacker News, 2026-527, shai-hulud/mini-shai-hulud is a self-propagating NPM worm from the Team PCP threat actor, now on its seventh confirmed wave since March 2026. It has hit Trivy, LightLLM, Bitwarden CLI, TanStack, and the NX console V's code extension. The NX console attacks specifically targeted Claude slash settings, JSON, the Claude code config file, not codex. The worm spreads by compromising NPM publish tokens and re-releasing packages under legitimate namespaces, making it structurally self-amplifying. Immediate remediation requires rotating all CI secrets. GitHub tokens, NPM tokens, NX Cloud Access Token, and Cloud Provider Credentials. Step Security, 2026-64, Red Hat NPM Supply Chain, June 2, 2026. Wiz researchers documented attackers compromising GitHub Actions workflows to forge valid SLSA build level 3 provenance attestations for malicious releases in that Red Hat Cloud Services namespace. The attack vector. The compromised workflow requested GitHub OIDC identity tokens and published packages with legitimate-looking provenance metadata. Valid SLSA attestation is no longer a trust signal when the build pipeline itself is the attack surface. CSO Online, 2026-62, badhost/CVE-2026-48710, May 2026. A single-character HTTP host header injection bypasses path-based authorization in Starlet, the routing core of FastAPI, and by extension VLLM, LightLLM, most OpenAI shim proxies, and the majority of MCP servers. This network-level attack converges on the same credential stores that supply chain attacks target via malicious packages. Patch your Starlet version and audit any MCP server accepting external HTTP traffic. Ars Technica, 2026-529, The Common Thread. A single compromised workstation can quietly become an entry point into CI/CD pipelines and build infrastructure. That's not credential theft. That's an initial access operation. Sakshi Grover, IDC Asia Pacific, CSO Online, 2026-527. Developer machines running AI tooling are now the highest value initial access target in the modern software supply chain, and the campaigns are converging simultaneously. If you want to build secure AI agent systems from the ground up, not just patch the last breach, the AI Agent Security for Developers course covers exactly this. Chapter 4 covers credential isolation patterns, so your agents never hold long-lived plaintext tokens. Chapter 5 covers CI/CD hardening so a compromised package publisher cannot forge valid provenance for your pipeline. See also AI Coding Agent Supply Chain Threat Atlas 2026 for the broader threat landscape across AI developer tooling. See also MCP Server Registry Security for supply chain risks specific to MCP server dependencies.